from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno is in for Mike, who is on vacay. Pictures of Mike Bell ATL, by the way. You can check him out. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hope you're having a great Tuesday. Zeno, today's a big day in the National Football League. And our producers.
Well, it's a day.
Well, it's a big day. Because, listen, you get your roster set, right? And I'll say this, guys. Once the roster set, everything else then becomes about adjusting on the fly, meaning you're not going to fundamentally change your roster midway through the season. Whatever you decide to do from this point on is what you're going to win with. And then it gets down to coaching and it gets down to putting guys in the right position. But Turtle, our executive producer, just said before we started the show, and this is just a sidebar, because we got to talk about the Falcons and what this roster may look like. We will know by 4 o'clock, final cuts around the league. There are already some names being thrown around that you will be aware of, but the Arizona Cardinals cut Desmond Ridder today.
He stink.
And I just want to throw that out there.
That's a convenient narrative.
I know. But I just want to put that out there, because for everybody who said, give him another shot, he deserves another chance, he's growing, blah, 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 he went to a completely different situation, Zeno. Completely different coaching staff. Completely different set of eyes. And got cut.
Hey, you know what we've learned? Non-Power 5 quarterbacks don't really do well in the NFL.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, he's a real person.
Malik Willis.
Come on, stop.
I mean,
look. That's not true.
No one ever said, when they took him, I didn't say, look, I was against it, because if you wanted a guy, then you go get a guy. The ideology that a quarterback will fall to you in round 3 of worth is stupid. It's fallacy. It's luck. That's all it is.
It's luck.
That's all it is. Luck is not a strategy when it comes to drafting. So not one that I would employ. That said, he had every opportunity here.
Yeah.
You know, for all the people, they should sit. He sat. And he got a chance to start. It didn't go well. Now, there are some people out there in this world, me not being one of them, who want to blame the coach. I poo-poo that notion. Arthur Smith was not the problem. He's never been the problem. He won't be the problem. You'll find that out soon enough. But nonetheless, Desmond Ridder had a shot, and I mean, I think he'll still catch on somewhere as a backup.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I'm going to say that I'm with you on this with Art. Listen, you had a guy that wasn't ready, and now we know just can't play. Like, isn't at the level which you think he should be.
I'll never forget.
It doesn't mean that he, to your point, he won't be in the NFL for 10 years, potentially as a backup, and maybe get another shot somewhere. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't grab the brass ring when he had an opportunity to do it here. And you can tell me, yes, Arthur had some kooky play calls, and yeah, he put the games in jeopardy by some of the things he did from an offensive standpoint, but he didn't have a guy that he could trust. And I just found that interesting as we came in today and we were talking about these roster cuts, that Ritter's not even going to have an opportunity with Arizona, where everybody said, oh, he'll get another shot. They're moving on.
Well, I mean, he kind of knew going to the job. He was competing for the backup job, right? He
correct.
Wasn't taken away from Carlo.
No.
But I got to tell you, I'll never forget, when Arthur Smith was here, on Mondays after the press conference, right? There were a few of us, he would give his press conference, and then he would walk out after the press conference, and a few of us would hang around, and we'd have a conversation, an off-the-record conversation. He was very candid a lot of times, and you know, part of my appreciation for him came in those moments because he showed you how smart he really was and how much he knew what he was doing and how ahead of the curve that he was, which, again, not a lot of people got to see. They only got to see the guy in front of the camera after some bad losses saying things that didn't really seem like they landed all that well. But I'll never forget he has a conversation. I think this was like a week or two after Ritter started. You know, they kind of knew that they were out of the playoffs that rookie year, like they weren't. They needed a bunch of things to bounce their way. But he was there, and we were having a conversation big picture about the offense, where it was going to go, what they were going to do. Remember, they still at this point in time had Pitts and they had Drake. They hadn't drafted Bijan yet, right? And he was explaining, they had Algier though, and he was just kind of talking the whole thing. And I'll never forget the look in his eye when he said, if we get Desmond to hit, it's all going to work. And he looked at me again and went, if.
Yeah.
You know, he went, if. Like, and I'm just like, I look back on it. At the moment, I kind of felt like it was just like one of those things. But, you know, as everything unfolded, I went back on it, said to me, in that moment, he didn't know either. You know, he knew it was a big if. He knew that there was a good chance that it might not work out with Desmond Ridder, that they were trying to do everything they could to set him up for as much success as possible. Part of the reason why they waited so long to put him in the game. One, they wanted to know their season was really kind of out of it and that they couldn't do anything with Marcus and that they weren't going to be a playoff team because you don't put that on a rookie after 4 weeks and expect them to carry you. It's too much pressure. And the other part of it was they just wanted to know that he had a full grasp of the offense. Remember, some of those games to those final four that he played, we saw some things happen that kind of gave us a glimmer of hope, right?
Yeah, he had flashes.
Yeah, and a couple of flashes. Well, obviously it didn't work out. And obviously Arthur was right but wrong. You know, he knew if was the real thing, and it just didn't land.
But a lot of coaches, Zeno, put their jobs on the line with what you just said, even when they don't say it publicly.
Yeah.
The if of whether or not certain things are going to play out the way you expect them. Publicly, it's confidence. It is exuding belief. But privately, it is a lot of, if this guy doesn't play as well as we think, not going to work.
No one's ever getting fired for drafting Arnold Ebiketie in the second round.
No.
You always get your quarterback is always hitched to your coach. They are linked. Because if Desmond Ridder could play, you know who's still here?
Arthur Smith.
So, you know, they are one and the same. And so it doesn't matter if you miss on a second round linebacker or offensive lineman, you're fine as a coach. You miss on a quarterback and you're dead. As a coach, you're dead. Which I always say.
So let's stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Because what you just said explains why the Falcons did what they did this offseason. There's no way in hell Raheem is coming in here knowing exactly what you just said and not going to get a guy that, one, can play now and a guy that can play later.
Well, but you don't know he can play later.
No.
Nobody knows he can play later.
No. This is why they did that. To your statement, and it's so perfect that you said that because everybody is still caught up in why the hell would they do this. That is why. And if you had the job, and if you were Raheem Morris and you came in here and said, look at the roster, look at the people they've drafted, look at the talent, they're good in a lot of places. But the one place they're not, I'm not going to make the mistake of just assuming we'll draft somebody in the third round and he'll be okay. We're going to go spend money with the owner's approval. Go get a guy that can play, and then I'm going to go, and he's not alone in this. Obviously, the front office was totally behind this, and Terry Fontenot and Ryan Pace. We're going to go get another guy so that we don't put ourselves in this position again.
But you could be in a position again because you don't know if he can play.
You will. You won't be.
No, but you could be.
You won't be.
It's the same if.
You won't be.
About Michael Penix as there was about Desmond Ridder.
No, there isn't, because yes, Michael Penix is a first-round pick with first-round talent.
Okay. Josh
Rosen
was a first-round pick.
In college football, and threw for more yards than anybody else.
You have no idea whether he can play.
It is a completely different equation than talking about Ridder.
It is 100% speculation. You have no idea whether he's going to land or not. None. None of us.
When you need your guy, you go get your guy. That's what you just said, right?
Yeah. You didn't need your guy.
That's what they did.
You didn't need your guy. You got your guy in free agency.
That's what they did.
We're never going to agree on this. I categorically disagree on the Penix.
And you know what? You are completely opposite of what you're saying. You cannot say that these two things are linked and then not understand the reasoning behind why they did what they did.
I get the reasoning behind getting Kirk Cousins. That's the right move. That was 100% the right move.
Yeah, Kurt's only going to be
drafting
around for a few years, though.
How many years?
I say a few.
That's a few.
I don't know.
He's only got 4 years on the contract.
Here's the thing that I do know. If we go to a Super Bowl this year, it becomes more difficult.
You think?
Okay. If you wanted to move on.
Well, if you get the NFC Championship game, he got another 2 years.
Maybe.
Unless there's an injury. That's the only thing that knocks him out.
So I'm just telling you, if Kirk Cousins was here and was our 12-year quarterback, and he had been here like Matt Ryan for 15 years, you would have went into this draft thinking about what your future was going to be.
Were they coincidentally dumped? But neither here nor there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.